We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Luis Rojas is going to join us after the game. We have Aaron Boone a little bit later on this afternoon as well. And there are questions that need answers as the New York Yankees lose their second extra inning game of the year and do not sweep the Baltimore Orioles last night. 13 hits, 2 runs. So the bitch about they only hit home runs. Okay, no home runs. And they don't score any runs. Trouble. Hard to watch. And yet, very entertaining game last night. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
It bit you in the ass. It really did. For a team that relies on the home run ball, last night, there's a many reasons why they lost the game. There's a bunch. But one of the main reasons was they didn't score enough runs because of the 13
hits. Wasn't
that
always the reason you lose games?
What? That you don't score enough runs?
You didn't score enough runs?
Yeah, well, if you lose 10-9, sure, you could say that, but usually there are other things you'd blame more than not scoring enough runs. Last night, they scored 3 runs in 11 innings, and as you pointed out, they had 13 hits. They left 12 guys on base because they were all basically singles except for 2 extra base hits. And that's why they lost. They didn't string hits together in the right spot. They also lost because Gleyber Torres' defense stinks. They also lost because the extra inning rule is a joke. They also lost because, I mean, Gio Urshela's running from third base home in the 11th inning, you could have timed with a sundial.
Yeah, he's not the fastest guy, and you got to send him there because, you have to send him there. You're down a run, man on third. You got to send him.
You know what?
I'm them sending him.
I can't rip the send because Phil Nevin also sent Mike Tauchman.
Which he had to do also.
A great send and one of the most exciting plays of the game. And really, let's face it, because I didn't give you the list of reasons they lost and blame Gary Sanchez for not running on a line drive off the wall.
But they scored anyway there.
Because Mike Tauchman bailed him out.
Yes.
That's the same base runner. So Mike Tauchman's brilliant dash around the bases bailed out what would have been us spending a hell of a lot more time talking about Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, Gary Sanchez would have been the GOAT for sure and not the positive GOAT, the other type of GOAT, the old school GOAT, because he didn't run the ball out. Listen, and then you saw what happened with Baltimore when they did run the ball out. Gleyber Torres ground ball, and Gleyber obviously throws the ball, which I still think should have been caught on one hop.
I do agree.
Not a great play over there by Jay Bruce because that was a charity hop, although it's Gleyber's error. Ball should have been caught, and it should be over.
It was on both ends. I mean, look, here's the bottom line right now.
But everyone's going to yell and scream about Gleyber Torres today.
Well,
I'm not joining that circus, and I'll tell you why. And I know he's made an error in half the games they've played. I'm well aware of that. That's a throw you make all day, every day. You know, now you're questioning, should we move them back to shortstop and all this other crap? Look, they didn't lose the game because of Gleyber Torres. They lost the game because it's the same crap.
No, it's a part of why they lost, Craig. Don't deny that.
They don't get clutch hits, and they don't hit extra base hits.
Right, but you don't lose a baseball game sometimes for one reason, okay? Like even yesterday's Mets-Phillies game, they ended up getting blown out. It wasn't one reason they lost the game. When you look at why the Yankees lost last night, there's a couple of reasons, and I'm sorry. Gleyber Torres' bad defense and bad throw is one of the damn reasons.
It's a part of it.
Yes.
But
so
I'm
don't
not
gloss
putting,
over it.
I'm not. But the immediate knee-jerk reaction is, oh, we lost the game because of Gleyber. No, in part.
He was a big part of it,
yes.
Dude, they go to the bottom of the 10th inning in a tie game, okay? It changes everything when that runner on second base, we know the rule is stupid, but that runner on second base with nobody outs in a tie game in the bottom of an inning.
Yeah, because they probably would have bunted like they did in the 11th.
I think there's a 90% chance they win that game.
I don't know.
Gleyber Torres' era contributed in a major way to this loss.
Yeah, but I'm not going to panic now and move him out of shortstop six games into
the season. Okay, so that's the other thing you're
I'm
getting
wrong. I'm not
doing that. Here's the other thing you're getting wrong. And I'm not suggesting
it's not wrong. That's what people are saying. I ain't doing it.
No, because you put something in that sentence that's not fair. You said because of six games. The concern about Gleyber Torres' defense is a hell of a lot more than six games into this season.
Yes, but people are looking at this year, a lot of people, maybe not everyone, in a bit of a vacuum, right? Because remember what Aaron Boone said during the spring?
Right.
He sees significant defensive improvement out of Gleyber Torres. We haven't seen it.
No, we haven't.
But the manager has seen it, right?
But the defense of Gleyber Torres for fans dates back to not even last year when they made the move, but even before that in the times we've seen Gleyber play shortstop, like when Didi was hurt a couple of years ago. And even though Gleyber Torres came up as a shortstop, people forget that, he was a shortstop in the Cubs system. If you use the eye test, Craig, and I'm not talking about last night and I'm not talking about six games, if you use the eye test, Gleyber Torres is not a major league shortstop. That's got to change, and it hasn't. That's what it comes down to.
Certainly hasn't changed yet, I agree.
So don't use, because I think it's an excuse. And again, I'm not suggesting moving off shortstop, because what's your plan? Long term, we could talk, but short term, there is no plan. But let's not act like the criticism of Gleyber is based on last night or six games. It's based on every game the man has played at shortstop. He has looked like a subpar defensive shortstop.
Well,
that's a fact.
He better be a shortstop, because if you move him to second base, the dominoes that fall after that, I don't think improve the New York Yankees. I don't.
Well, you're wrong. You can't improve the Yankees. Who are you acquiring? Now, this is a discussion we shouldn't be having in
April.
No, I'm
not acquiring nobody.
Oh, you're talking about from within?
Yes.
Then I agree with
you.
Yes. Yeah, there's no internal option.
There is no internal option to move him to second base that makes the Yankees a better baseball team.
Makes it worse.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
So,
because you're weakening yourself in other areas.
He's your shortstop, so suck it up. And let's figure out a way how to score some goddamn runs.
But long term, he may not be the shortstop.
And I can tell you something else. And we're going to talk to Aaron Boone later today. This Aaron Judge thing pisses me off, because they used everybody up last night.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge, now, because he wasn't, the way baseball does, like it's like football, where you're scratched for a game.
Right.
Aaron Judge was eligible
if they
needed him last night.
Last guy on the bench.
He was available. And it pisses me off when I'm watching a game in which Aaron Judge's bat could have made a difference. In the 9th, 10th, or 11th innings.
Well, for who? When would you have used him?
I'm just suggesting that they used everybody else.
Okay.
So Aaron Judge is now not available. I don't accept that Aaron Judge was not available.
Well,
I'm not accepting.
But
I'm going to talk to Boondog about it today.
There's two things here. Number one, other than maybe Brett Gardner, who actually had a good day yesterday, and I guess Gio.
Brett Gardner's batting 400 this season.
Well,
unbelievable.
Who is Aaron Judge pinch hitting for then? That's the problem. Like, the Yankees don't have a very pinch-hittable lineup. You want to tell me Jay Bruce in the 10th inning? That's fine. I agree. That's good.
Okay.
I give you that one. That's an answer. But I think when you look at how the Yankees used their bench last night, they used speed with Mike Tauchman. They used speed with Tyler Wade. They used, hey, we need a catcher. We took Gary out for Kyle Higashioka. They're not a very pinch-hit lineup. But here's the other problem. Yesterday, you and I debated trying to keep Aaron Judge healthy.
Yes.
And giving him off days. The problem is, that's not what this is. He's hurt. They're just framing it in a way to not worry Yankee fans by saying, well, there's some soreness, general soreness.
Right. They did not come out and say, we're giving him a scheduled day off. They came out and said, there's something wrong, not a big deal. Out of the abundance of caution, we're not going to play him tonight.
Well, here's the answer.
Right?
Here's the answer, Craig.
After going 3-for-5 the night before.
Is he in the lineup tomorrow? Because if he's not in the lineup tomorrow afternoon, then of course you should be worried.
Right, because there's no game today.
Now, all of a sudden, that's three straight games he hasn't played. So I think that the debate about when to give guys off days is an interesting one. We obviously have varying opinions on it, and I do admire your consistency about it through sports. But with Aaron Judge, when they say general soreness, there's a reaction of, is it the oblique? Is it something else? And look, we'll have Boone on today. We'll ask him. He'll say, don't worry, everything's fine. But the facts are in the facts. Does he play tomorrow afternoon in Tampa Bay? If he doesn't,
then it's a problem.
Of course it's a problem.
Yeah, no, it's a significant problem. Now, don't forget, while he was 3-for-5 two nights ago, had the home run, a bunch of RBIs and whatnot, and he's batting like 367, whatever it is, the night before in the blowout in the first game against Baltimore, he came out of the game.
Yes.
With a major lead, right?
Right.
So they were protecting him in that spot.
Right.
Then he goes 3 for 5. Give him credit. He's hitting the snot out of the ball. And now all of a sudden, I guess we're calling it an oblique.
No, they're calling it general soreness.
General body soreness.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Right.
I wake up, my body is generally sore because when I sleep on my back, it hurts my lower back. When I sleep on my side, I'm a lot better. I also need to lose another 10.
You said it, not me.
But the reality is this. What human being isn't generally sore?
Well, right? You know what the Yankees are better off doing? I hate to say this, but I'm being honest. They were better off BSing. They were better off just saying scheduled off day.
Right.
Put it off for a day.
Especially because it came off a game. He was 3 for 5.
Right.
He looked great. And they're playing the Orioles again.
Right.
People, although I would have been upset about
it. You would have been upset.
Most fans would have been like, I get it. I'm good with it.
But you know what's funny?
But they didn't say that.
The Aaron Judge injury question. This is long-term, not short-term, but it's so true. The Aaron Judge injury question is directly impacting Gleyber Torres' future with the Yankees. Because I've said it to you before. If they don't believe Aaron Judge is a guy who can stay healthy, and they don't believe they should lock up Aaron Judge long-term, you know what that means? That means maybe at the trade deadline, but definitely during the offseason, they're going to go get an elite-level shortstop and move Gleyber Torres off the position. And
yep.
So it's odd how...
And there's not four available,
two,
so...
Yeah, these two things in a weird way are connected. Aaron Judge's inability to stay on the field is connected to the Yankees then saying, you know what? Let's go get an elite-level shortstop. We'll move Gleyber to second. We'll move DJ to first or third. And boom, that's our future.
Well, meanwhile, you're going to find yourself in a very interesting position here today.
Me?
Yeah. You're going to have to make an emotional decision, I think. And it's going to fascinate me, the emotional decision that Evan Roberts makes on the heels of your crying and whining about the New York Mets taking DeGrom out of the first start of the game of the year after 77 pitches and 6 innings, okay?
Yeah, yes.
And here's the emotional decision you're going to have to make.
Yes.
Your boy, Taiwan Walker.
Yes.
Has thrown 46 pitches.
Yes.
And has a no-hitter going
for 4. I am well freaking aware. What's your question? And you better pray he doesn't do the whole thing, if you know what I mean.
He's got a no-hitter through 4, and he's thrown 46 pitches, which is about 12, 11 pitches an inning.
Great pace, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And the game's moving right along.
It's flying, yes. What? Can I leave now?
Let's fast forward. Well, a few things. Number one, you're not there.
No, I'm not.
For the first time in 27 years, Evan is not physically at a New York Met home opener.
But two quick
the
things.
The streak has come to an end.
I was at opening night on Monday night
in
Philly.
Could you imagine?
I was at opening night in Philadelphia.
It don't count.
It does count.
Here's the question.
Don't say it.
I have to say it.
Don't say it.
27 consecutive years, Evan Roberts has been in Citi Field or Shea Stadium for the New York Mets home opener. Could you imagine if the first time, essentially in your life, that you were not there, the New York Mets threw a legitimate no-hitter?
They've already had a legitimate no-hitter.
No, forget about that crap. That was not a legitimate no-hitter. We all know it.
Yes.
Beltran's Bulls fair. All right?
That's not true, but okay.
Could you imagine the wave of emotions that you will deal with, your happiness?
Yes.
That they not only won the home opener, but that Walker throws a no-hitter.
Right.
But B, the fact that you were not there to see it. How do you juxtapose those two emotions, Evan?
So, under normal circumstances,
15 outs
this
away
would rip my heart out. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
On that fateful night in 2012, when Johan Santana pitched his no-hitter,
yeah,
I was there and had a great time with a buddy of mine named Nick. But what saddened me is that my dad wasn't there. My dad didn't go to that game that night. We experienced the moment together. I called him. I told him, DVR, you got to catch up. And so it always pained me that while that Johan no-hitter means a lot to me, keep your jokes to yourself, that my dad wasn't there. If Taiwan Walker is going to pitch a no-hitter on opening day when fans return to Citi Field, the fact my dad is in the building and he can enjoy it, I'm in.
You're good.
I am all in on
no
it.
No negative emotion at all. No,
zero.
I can't believe I wasn't
zero.
There. None of that.
No. But the problem is, and you've just pissed off the entire Met community.
Why is that?
Is that through 4 innings, you should never have mentioned it.
Yeah. Why not?
Driz, there's a jinx belief.
I'm not jinxing it. You I'm not at the game. I'm not in the game.
And he's not even halfway through it. And no. there's another caveat.
They're going to take him out after seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll go nuts about that, by the way.
If he's got a no-no after seven, is it 81 pitches?
He'll be out of the game.
Out of the game.
Out of the game.
Right? First start for the Mets?
He shouldn't. He shouldn't, by the way. I'll say this right now. If Taijuan Walker isn't walking the ballpark or anything like that, and he's got a no-hitter going, you keep him in until he gives the hit up. But I am embarrassed that I've even engaged in this conversation because it's only through four innings. So, shame on you.
Well, but it's on the table.
Shame
so, I
got to
bring it up. I'm not going to pretend like the game isn't on. You know, some people, don't even reference the Met game. It's the home opener. If you're a diehard Met fan, you're aware that today's the home opener.
Well, and also, half of the building right now is watching the game while listening to us on transistor radios. You know that, right?
And I'll do you one better.
Yeah.
Supposedly, and this would have bothered you today.
Go ahead.
They did. I was not there, but I got people on Twitter telling me this. If I'm wrong, my apologies. They did not do player introductions.
I'm glad you brought this up, Craig. So
am I right on that?
My dad FaceTimed me for the introductions, which I appreciate, and I put a picture of that on Twitter. So I got to sort of experience it. They did not introduce the entire roster.
Home opener.
Now,
you always do.
I was at the Yankee opener.
They did it.
The Yankees did it.
Yep.
The Yankees did not have bunting. The Mets do. That's a positive. The Yankees did not have a live national anthem singer. The Mets do.
I think the Mets did both live, right?
Yes.
God Bless America and, America the Beautiful. And
did they do America the Beautiful?
I believe they did. It was the other Broadway star, remember? They had both women coming out to do it. Because I know the woman from Jagged Little Pill, who did the national anthem, I saw her. She was physically there.
Oh, no, I think what you mean is in the seventh inning, they're going to do God Bless America.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Right.
I don't think they did that.
Got it.
But I do agree with you, and it was weird, and it did bother me a little bit that the Mets didn't announce the whole roster because Jacob deGrom deserved that standing ovation from 8,500 people, and he didn't get it.
Yeah, I wonder why they didn't do that.
I don't know.
I mean, I've not seen every home opener this year, but the few I have seen, Yankees included.
Yeah.
They did it.
I don't get it. I will admit that was a little disappointing also how he didn't do the introductions like he normally does. The PA announcer's fine, obviously.
I heard Howie earlier. He was already complaining.
About what?
He was complaining about them pumping in fake crowd
sounds.
That's
on MLB. MLB has a rule, if it's less than 25%, they have to pump in the ambiance of a crowd. Now, they don't have to pump in cheers and boos, which the Yankees didn't do, but the Yankees clearly pumped in sound.
Ambient sound, right?
Am I saying it incorrectly?
No, how'd you say it?
I said ambiance.
No, ambience. Ambient sound.
Ambient sound.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go ahead and spell that.
A-M.
Yep.
B.
Yeah.
I-A-N-T. Ambient.
No, you can no longer use that word for 30 days. E-N-T.
Ah, damn it.
It's all right.
All right.
It's all right.
The sounds of a ballpark
have to
be pumped in.
Yes. That's a baseball rule, not a Met rule.
That's
Yankee
a baseball
rule.
You know what else is a baseball rule?
Yeah. Manning a man on second base in extra innings.
They put a man on second base in extra innings. Drives me nuts.
Well, listen, we're going to follow along the Met game throughout the afternoon. Luis Rojas is going to join us after the game.
He's got some answers to answer. He's got some questions to answer.
Aaron Boone's going to join us at 5 o'clock. He's got some questions that need to be answered.
Yes.
And there's this incredibly sad story involving a former New York Jet player, most of you have never heard of him, named Philip Adams, who played for the Niners as well as the New York Jets, who took his own life earlier today, but also took the lives of five other people.
Sick story.
Including children.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll walk through that a little bit later on as well. So as much as life seems hunky-dory for us, not the case everywhere in the world. Phone number to join, 877-337-6666. Because it's Positive Thursday, there is one thing I do want to say.
Kevin Durant was perfect last night? Yes,
no,
he was.
No, but if you're a Net fan, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'm sure there ought to be some level of panic when he wasn't there for the start of the game.
Major panic.
And there's no explanation for it. We'll get to that later on for sure. The New York Yankees did have something that's really, really amazingly positive last night. Jameson Taillon pitched great. I don't think he had any walks.
Yep.
Seven strikeouts.
Yep.
Obviously, the two solo home runs. But Jameson Taillon pitched great in his first game as a Yankee. So if you are a silver lining kind of guy or gal, as I am, that's why they call me Mr. Positive around here. Jameson Taillon's performance was a really good start for his Yankee career.
Follow it up with this, Craig. The Yankee bullpen was awesome, too. Think about how the Orioles scored their two runs after Taillon gave up the two home runs. The error by Gleyber Torres and a bloop RBI single. That was it.
And that's with the guy starting on second base.
Right. Of course, all those runs
are
unearned.
It looks like a legitimate earned run.
Right. Loaiza continues to look absolutely lights out. Nick Nelson pitched great. O'Day pitched great. Chapman was just,
Their bullpen, again, has been the best bullpen in baseball.
So not only was Taillon, which you're right about, really good outside of the two mistakes he made, the solo home runs in the fourth inning, but their bullpen was great. Look, there are positives you could take out of this 3-3 homestand. I just think the big negative is Glaber's defense and an offense that just couldn't get the big hit.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
But what did I say before he did it?
I'm going to explain. So Craig's like,
he's going to ground into a double play.
I did say it.
And I said, he may, but Taillon looks like he knows he can handle the stick. You could just tell. Yeah. He popped up his first at bat, you know, the way he takes balls and strike. You could just tell.
Would have been better if struck out there.
And he grounds into a double play.
As I predicted.
So Craig was right. He makes the right prediction. And just the joy that you get from being right about something as stupid as that. It's painful. Like, ha, I told you. Ha, I wonder if this is going to affect his pitching next day. Ha, ha. Like, it's brutal to watch a game with you.
Why, it's so much fun.
No.
I'm into it.
I'm glad you're into it.
Aren't you into it? I'm into it.
Of course am I into it. What a dumb question.
I put it out on Twitter so you guys can be upset with me on Twitter, too. It's all right. You're not losing. Don't worry.
We're not losing? What does that mean?
I'm saying it's...
Are you guaranteeing a victory or something?
No.
Then why'd you say they're not losing?
As of right now.
Oh,
you're behind a run and you didn't...
Here's the problem, and this is very similar to something you said about the Yankees. So the Mets yesterday against the Phillies and today against the Marlins have been god-awful with runners in scoring position. And that was the story all of last year.
They hit like 240 last year. I think they were 12th in the league.
And every other offensive number, on base, batting average, OPS, fine. The problem was they couldn't hit in the clutch. And what I would say over and over again, and it got obnoxious, but I meant it, was... Yeah. It'll even out.
Back of the baseball card.
Here we are into another season. It's the home opener. You're facing a kid making his first major league start. He can't find the strike zone. And it's the same garbage.
Well, now you know how Yankee fans feel. You know, for all you Met fans that were mocking Yankee fans for bitching and moaning about how the Yankees' failures this year thus far are exactly reminiscent of all their failures recently. Now the Yankee fan gets to sit back and watch you Met fans bitch and complain, which is why I'm in a really good spot. Because I'm like Switzerland throughout all this.
Yeah, you're a Yankee fan.
I want everybody to do well.
Yeah, no, you don't.
But I get joy out of watching you guys suffer. I find it comical when my guys are bitching and moaning. It's really, when you view life in a positive manner, like I do.
Right.
Really, nothing really bothers you.
You know what bothers you? I know what bothers you. Seeing the joy that me and 500 other people have in this town watching the Brooklyn Nets dominate on a nightly basis. That annoys you.
You don't like that. Not bothered at all.
Yes, it does. It bothers you.
Not bothersome. I only get bothered when people act douchey, demeaning, and what's the C word I use sometimes?
Condescending.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, R.J. Barrett had a great night last night, but that turnover was brutal.
R.J. Barrett, and I think they were down one or two at that point, has the ball. He's not being guarded closely. He's dribbling up the left side of the court. He's in the front court and literally just dribbled the ball out of bounds.
No, I get it, but he also had one of his best shooting nights of his career.
Yeah, he
Let's
kept
acknowledge
him in the game.
That. Yeah.
And I'm looking at myself like, huh?
Nah, that was brutal.
Looks like Big Mac trying to dribble.
Dude, the guy missed four shots all night. The guy was 6-for-6, really 5-for-5 from three, because I can't include that last shot, which was just for betters probably. But RJ was great, and I wanted him to take in the closing minutes
of
the game.
You didn't want Randall taking a shot.
No,
Barrett was hot.
Yeah, I wanted the ball in RJ's hands. I know he had that brutal turnover, but...
Well, yeah, you know what? Barrett wanted it too, because don't forget, remember the game against Minnesota?
Yeah.
When Minnesota came out, Anthony Edwards came out after the game, after Barrett, kind of barely even reached the rim on a last-second shot to tie it or win it. Minnesota came out, Anthony Edwards came out and said, we wanted Barrett taking that last shot.
Right.
We just didn't want Randall taking it.
Yes.
And to Barrett's credit, he goes, all good. I'm going to have many more opportunities.
And I thought last night was the perfect night because of how great of a show. Like, keep this in mind despite a bad loss, and it was a bad loss. That was RJ's most efficient scoring night of his career. That shouldn't be ignored.
Oh, shooting percentage-wise, yeah.
Guy was 10 for 14 from the field. Guy didn't miss a three.
No, he shot great.
And the problem was Marcus Smart all of a sudden decides to make big shots in the closing few minutes of the game.
Yeah. Here is JoJo and Wes Harrison on the fan. Joe, good afternoon. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
What's up, kid?
Beautiful day out there.
Beautiful day. Love it. Yeah, great day to do a little gardening and smell that fresh manure.
Yes, that's very funny. I told Carter a long time ago we have common friends from the Rochelle.
There you go.
A long time ago I spoke. Anyway, yeah, I mean, listen, I think that's why the Cubs traded Gleyber. I know who they got in return because they weren't trading a shortstop with that much power. He's more of a second baseman, maybe third. But, I mean, you can't just throw him off the position, you know, one week into the season. I think, like you said, that's crazy.
Well, because there's no current option that makes the Yankees better.
No, the only option they'd have, Joe, down the road, and this isn't for today, is to make a trade at the deadline and acquire a real shortstop. But to Javier Baez may be out there. I think Trevor Story's probably going to be out there, considering the Rockies aren't going anywhere. And so that's not only a rental to make you better this year, but you could sign one of those guys long-term, and that would improve you. Here's the truth. As Taijuan Walker gives up a hit, you are a stupid, jinxing, dirty SOB. One out in the fifth, Taijuan Walker gives up a base
Yankee
hit.
Fans no like hitter. Myself.
Opposite field single.
This is why I don't want to. I don't like watching games with you.
Well, that's a bad job by Walker because he had him, too.
It's a bad job by you.
Had him. Had a shot.
You.
Well, what did I do?
You mentioned it after four innings.
He had a four-inning no-hitter. Now you got to think about taking him out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a great piece of hitting right there by whoever it was. Who are they playing today?
I think it was Brian Anderson.
Who are they playing today? I told you, after he hit that ground ball, I told you he's going to give it up. There you go.
You know what? I can't stand it.
I did tell you that was going to happen.
This is why you're the worst. He's got a no-hitter through four. He's asking me all these questions. Then he says he's going to ground into a double play. See, I told you this. Now he's struggling. He gives it. Like, you're just the worst to watch a game
I happen to be, like, big Nostradamus. Everything I've told you is happening exactly how I told you it was going to happen.
Are the Mets going to win the game?
This looks like a 1-0, 2-1 type of scenario.
But who wins? I mean, that's usually when they're home opener. They're playing the Marlins.
They do have, I think they're the best home opening team in the history of baseball.
Yeah, and that's considering they got off to a brutal start in their history.
But this game is starting to look like a typical DeGrom game, which is why I'm wondering how quickly they go to the bullpen.
He's had 58 pitches. Why are you asking about the bullpen?
Yeah, because this game has Met bullpen collapse written all over it.
Yeah, but when you have a starting pitcher at 58 pitches with two outs in the fifth inning, you are in a spot where Taijuan could give you seven innings. And by the way, Edwin Diaz is certainly available.
You need him to give you seven innings, too. Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to go back to the bullpen?
Hopefully Jazz Chisholm doesn't line a single into the gap.
Yeah, hopefully not. I'm sure you're rooting against that.
I want the Mets to win.
No, you don't. You want me to be bothered at 4:15, 4:30.
You had a chance at a no-hitter there. You were this close to a no-hitter.
This close?
Yeah.
One out in the fifth inning is this close now in your world?
Wow.
Ugh.
You were 12 outs away from a no-hitter. Think about how close it was.
not very.
And then the next batter hit a routine ground ball to short,
That's right. Ground ball to third.
Was it the third?
Yeah.
You were 12 outs away from, actually 11 outs away. Because he got the first out of the inning.
Oh, it's a shame. My dad will see a no-hitter eventually from a Met. I don't know when, but eventually he'll see one live.
It is amazing that they've gone 60 years without a no-hitter.
Well, they have a no-hitter.
Yeah, you're not a real one.
No, they do have a real one.
Who was the last Yankee no-hitter?
The last Yankee no-hitter was...
It wasn't Biggs, was it?
I think it was Cone's perfect game.
Yeah, I think
Was it?
David Cone's perfect game,
That was the last Yankee no-hitter?
They've been no hit since. The Astros had that combiner one.
That didn't count because it was multiple pitchers.
It doesn't mess with a no-hitter.
It doesn't count, though.
Yeah, no, it does.
In the annals, it doesn't go down as a no-hitter.
It does count as a no-hitter.
Not for any particular pitcher, it doesn't.
How many of the Astro pitchers can you name in that no-hitter?
Four.
C-Mac, how many of the Astros can you name who pitched that no-hitter?
Probably less than four, too.
Come on.
Less than four?
I forget all about that game.
Let me test me. I want you to look it up to see if I got it.
I don't need to look it up. I know the answer.
Roy Oswalt started and left after three. The New Yorker Pete Monroe came in and pitched like an inning or two. So I got Oswalt and Monroe. And then all those guys that became closers. Brad Lidge, Octavio Dotel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think Billy Wagner closed it.
Yeah,
am I right?
Who'd you name so far?
I said Roy Oswalt.
That's right.
Pete Monroe.
That's correct.
Brad Lidge.
You missed somebody.
Octavio Dotel and Billy Wagner.
Kirk.
Oh, Kirk Gottlieb. Sarluce.
That's correct.
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
No, but I think the last Yankee no-hitter was literally David Cohn in 1999. I don't think there's been one since.
No, there has not been.
There
has.
Yeah. And remember, Craig
Moose came close a couple times.
Yeah, well, Moose was a strike away against the Red Sox in 2001. Carl Everett.
Yeah, you're right. The last Yankee no-hitter was Cohn, July 18th, 99 against the Expos.
Yep.
I thought Wells was after, but Wells was the year
98.
Before.
Think about that.
That's what I was thinking.
In back-to-back years, the Yankees had a perfect game from David Wells, a perfect game from David Cohn, and then in 2001, C-Mac just brought it up, Mike Messina, in one of the most dominating performances I've ever seen, is a strike away from a perfect game at Fenway Park on a Sunday night, and Carl Everett, the former Met, hits like a flare to left center field to break it up.
So it's weird. Steve Cohn is at the game, and he's talking to fans from the lower deck of the owner's box. And there's an older guy talking to him who got very, very close to him physically, to the point of being, for me, uncomfortable.
Did Uncle Stevie look uncomfortable?
No, he gave him a fist bump. But there was a guy that was like almost resting his arm on Steve Cohen's wrist.
Huh.
Yeah.
He was getting crazy, very, very close. I noticed as Taijuan Walker got through the fifth,
he gave up a hit, though.
Okay, but he has five scoreless innings.
Yep.
Before the game, there was a video message from Steve and Alex Cohen.
Yeah, but she didn't speak in it.
Right, but she was in the video.
La Jefa.
Yes.
Didn't speak.
I thought that was interesting. You never see owners releasing. Like, Hal Steinbrenner doesn't do videos.
I think this is going to be a very special year. Go Mets!
Ugh. But you know what he did that's really special, Craig?
What did he do?
I'm dead serious about this.
Gave out free hot dogs?
No.
No. Free pretzels?
No.
How about free soft drinks?
No.
There's only a couple thousand people there. We can't give them a free soda?
Well, they could, but that's not what he did.
You know the crazy thing about the David Cohn perfect game?
What's that?
Many people don't remember this. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I like to be right historically speaking.
Yeah.
And I know you like to Google the things I say on this show. So Google away.
I think I know what you're going to say.
You have no idea what I'm going to say.
You're going to say it was on the anniversary of Don Larson's. They were honoring Don Larson that day.
It was the first day back for Yogi Berra, yeah. And Don Larson was there.
Can I ever tell a story without being interrupted?
Well, because we knew what you were going to say.
I was going to let you. Evan blew it.
So. Is that what it was, though? No, in all fairness, because I remember Larson was there, but you're saying it was Yogi's return?
I think it was Yogi's return. Larson was there, I think.
Okay.
Was
it was Yogi Berra day.
Yeah. It was Yogi Berra day.
And I think it was his first day back. I'm sorry.
Stop cutting Craig off.
No, feel free.
No, by all means. You're right.
What happened?
No,
I want you to tell me what happened.
Listen, Evan started it. You're right. Please, by all means. I apologize for interrupting
you. I started
it,
but
there will be no dying on any hills today. I've gotten off my hills. By all means, I apologize.
It wasn't just Yogi Berra Day. It wasn't just that Don Larson was there.
So what was it?
Don Larson threw out the first pitch to Yogi Berra.
Yes.
Now, you may remember, Don Larson threw a perfect game in the World Series.
Yes.
With Yogi Berra catching.
Yes.
Yes.
1956 against
the Brooklyn
Dodgers.
Who did the play-by-play of that game? He since passed away. His son works here.
His son works here?
He did the, used to work here. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Bob Wolf. Bob Wolf did the call of that game.
Yeah.
He was my mentor.
Rick still does the show on Sundays.
Is Rick still here?
Yeah, he does the show on Sundays.
Yeah, that threw me off. You could
There you go.
Me.
So Don Larson threw out the first pitch, and then Coney threw a perfect game.
And think about how many perfect games there have been in baseball history. I think the number's at like 20 or 21. It's a very limited number. 43
years apart, all the battery was still there. Because in baseball, that's what you call that, a battery.
Oh, thanks. I didn't really.
I don't know why they call it a battery, but it's called the battery. Who knows? Nobody really knows a lot of these
things. You
know
why they call it a can of corn?
Yes, I do know that one.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Yeah, back in the 1950s,
no one wanted an explanation, Craig. We just wanted to know if you knew it.
Oh. Do you guys know why they call it a can of corn?
Yes.
You know why?
Yes.
Tell me why. I'll tell
you. So back in the 50s, to get a can of corn, they had to like hit a thing for the corn to come down.
They hit a thing.
No, you would take a stick to get the corn from a top shelf, and so then the corn would come down, and it would be easy to catch. You say, I got my can of corn.
Many of these players worked in grocery stores
Thank you.
To make extra money because they weren't making a lot of money. and they used to keep the cans of corn on the top shelf. So they would take a stick, like a broomstick.
That's right.
They would knock the can, easy catch.
I told the story already.
Can of corn.
He's literally repeating
it. Yeah, I've told you that story before. That's how you know it.
When did you tell me that story?
Like a month ago.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That's right. You were teaching me all these things about baseball. I appreciate
it. Well, just certain the history of some of the terms in baseball we use but know nothing about.
Hmm.
I'm a historian at the end of the day.
You know what you'd appreciate? And I don't even think Loogie put it on the chart that he makes of things. Babe Ruth. Remember him?
Here we go.
No. You'll like it.
Babe Ruth.
You'll like it.
Good.
A letter has sold for a couple of $100,000 that Babe Ruth sold or that Babe Ruth wrote to his mistress. Now, that's awesome.
What did he write?
Basically, my wife found out. I'm really sorry, you know, and some weird talk that you would hear in the 1920s.
Babe Ruth would have been something special in the age of Twitter.
Yes, he would.
And the gram.
Yes,
and TikTok.
Yes, he would have.
He would have been like the John Daly of baseball. It would have been great. He would have been a train wreck. We would have loved watching. 2:45, Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Don't forget. Later today, Aaron Boone will join us. Luis Rojas is going to join us. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, another chance for you to get registered to win the 6 tickets inside your own private luxury suite for this Saturday's Brooklyn Net LA Laker game. And you're guaranteed winning the Kevin Durant foot tall figurine. So that's going to be a fantastic opportunity. And it comes up guaranteed in less than 10 minutes. Live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/hoops. The Brooklyn Nets are, as they say, a problem. The basketball Voltron is starting to take shape. And I say that knowing that the Big Three has only played 7 games together this season. Last night, Durant was back, but James Harden wasn't. It didn't matter. 5 for 5 from the field, 17 points, 7 boards, 5 assists in 19 minutes off the bench. All of that after missing 2 months. How do you explain a guy who has not played since February 13th just showing up and looking like that? Answer, you can't. I know it's only one game. If they're just now starting to gel, what is that finished product going to look like? I don't know, but I do know they've got LeBron's attention and everybody else around the league. I'm Jim Rome.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, my stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
I'm so excited that baseball is back. There's nothing like watching a game with great weather, a cold drink, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code Maggie to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Maggie. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of WFAN. You must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's okay to have questions about getting vaccinated for COVID-19. Wherever you are in your decision, the New Jersey Department of Health can help. Watch New Jersey doctors discuss important COVID-19 vaccine information at nj.gov/health/vaxfacts. That's nj.gov/health/vaxfacts.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls. But did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to protecting our family from COVID, my wife and I are on it.
Yeah, and our son loves the outdoors, which is great for all of us.
So we're experts at things like social distancing in the park.
And you won't see us hanging out indoors with our friends.
But now there are new forms of the virus, and they're spreading quickly. So we started wondering, are we doing enough?
Turns out, we are.
Hey, look, as long as your mask fits well, it still helps protect against the new forms of the virus, too.
Yeah. Giving people at least 6 feet of space, that still works.
And avoiding crowds cuts our risk of exposure even more. We'll get vaccinated when it's our turn. But now's not the time to let our guard down.
Not even a bit. It's how we're helping protect our family. And yours too.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the audio that matters to you is on Odyssey. Odyssey has podcasts for your passions. Odyssey has thousands of podcasts, like Two Chicks with Charlie and Dixie, The Etceteras with Kevin Durant, and It Was Said with John Meacham, plus your favorite local radio shows on demand. And be sure to binge My Fugitive, a brand new Odyssey original. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Find all the podcasts that matter to you in a universe of audio. Odyssey.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
No hitter.
There is no hitter. It's gone. 4 1/3 from Taiwan, but he's looked great in his Met debut. He really has.
Yeah, he did a good job. Yeah. Did a good job. Good job all around. Some woman claims she found a frog in her Cheesecake Factory meal.
I don't believe it.
You believe that?
No.
That's a tough one to buy.
BS.
Oh, there was such a unique animal to find. Part of me thinks, like, how could you invent finding a frog?
But how could you find a frog?
Or,
like, how did it get there? You know
I'm
what I mean?
Thinking maybe it's part of their secret menu.
I found a praying mantis in a salad once.
Come on, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Well, that thing can at least, you know, hide. It changes colors
and
stuff.
That's a little different. I mean, it's like disturbing.
A dead praying mantis. It must have got into the salad somewhere.
Now, this girl happens to be a TikToker.
Oh, come on.
So you immediately think she's full of crap just because, you know, she's on TikTok.
Well, is there a video connected to her finding the frog?
Oh, yeah.
Then it's a fake.
Yeah.
Then if there was no video, I'd say, you know what, then maybe. If there's a video connected, no.
She goes, there is a frog in my Cheesecake Factory order. Should I sue? No, eat it.
How many views did the video get? Curious.
3.5 million.
Oh, come on. I mean, what are we doing?
Yo, I got to start doing that. Like the cereal guy with the shrimp tails. I got to start finding animals in my food.
Oh, I thought you said TikToking videos of things like that.
Well, listen, she, hold on. She even washed it off, Evan.
She washed it off?
She wrote, dead ass, I think this is a baby frog.
Wait, so the frog was alive?
No.
I'm confused.
Dead.
So the frog is dead. It's a baby frog. What did she wash off? The frog?
It looks like she's in the sink. Hold on. I'm looking at it right now.
Looked like it was like breading or coating.
She picks it up with a fork.
Oh,
okay.
What are we doing?
She stabs it with the fork.
Stabs it?
Yeah. She's being very violent.
Yes.
She's now washing it off, and it looks like it's a shrimp, to be honest.
So you would have eaten it.
Yeah.
If it was you, you would have said, let me see how this
What
tastes.
Is that, shrimp cocktail? Okay.
Let me give that a bite.
Not a big fan of shrimp cocktail, but bonus time.
There you go.
And I love Cheesecake Factory. I saw one of the salespeople today, Danny Kazinoff. I go, yo. Cheesecake Factory Danny, sponsorship. Let's go.
Danny Kazinoff?
Yeah.
No one refers to him as that.
Chotskinotskioff.
No, it's just C.
No, Danny I used to call him Chotskinotskioff because how the hell do you pronounce a name that looks like that?
I don't.
And then he told me it's Kazinoff. In any event, Cheesecake Factory sponsorship. Let's go.
Don't Let's worry go. If you put frogs in my cheesecake. I'll eat it anyway.
I told him yesterday, I need power tool endorsements. I need things of that nature.
Power tool endorsements and Cheesecake Factory.
I need to start doing endorsements for power tools, outside tools, off-road vehicles, and Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Goes
That's
along
what I need
very,
to start doing.
Goes along very well.
Hi, this is Craig Carton for Black & Decker. Yeah, something like that. Hey, have you heard of Granger? I have.
I don't know if you could sell it.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You don't look hardcore enough. You don't sound hardcore
enough.
Are
you in the need for lumber? I've got wood. Something like that.
Don't give them ideas. That'll happen.
Yeah. And then you follow it up with, after a long day of working outside with Black & Decker power tools, I like to go to the Cheesecake Factory. That's. But I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, but I told them. Let's get cracking on that.
Get it done.
You don't think Black & Decker wants to be with the most listened to sports afternoon show in New York?
You would think they do. You would think they would.
If I were them, I'd want to be.
I got to start thinking about what endorsements I want now.
Here's Jimmy in Old Bridge. Jimmy, what do you got?
Hi, guys. Great show. Always fun. Have a little meat with a salad. Never hurts. But in any case, my comment is about three guys. Bruce,
yeah.
Frazier, and Hicks.
Okay.
Hicks did shut his eyes and get a base hit last night, and that was wonderful. But these guys are 1-for-15, and every time Hicks gets up, and I don't like to personally attack them, that's not the point. But these guys don't hit in the clutch.
Well, you know, Bruce shouldn't be playing. He wasn't going to make the team, and except for the Luke Voit injury. Frazier's 0-for-5 yesterday. You know, just can't buy a hit right now. And I thought Hicks was in a spot. I think it was the 10th when he got up, but I put out on Twitter, I go, Hicks home run to win it.
Oh, in the 9th when he came up.
Was it the 9th?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
And then, you know, they called their strike anyway.
Yes. Yes, that is true.
He did get a bad call, that's true.
He did get a bad call.
But look, if we're being fair about those three guys, first of all, they're all completely different. Number one, Craig's right. Jay Bruce is a fill-in, and we have to remind ourselves that. And look, one thing I'm curious to ask Aaron Boone about is this Odor trade from a few days ago. What's their role for him? Because my thinking when they made that trade is, it's what I said to you, I think it's Jay Bruce protection. One of their options could be Odor plays second base, DJ plays first base. You improve yourself defensively because TJ is actually a pretty good defensive first baseman, and now you're not overly relying on Bruce, who outside of the one home run hasn't hit much. So that's Jay Bruce. Aaron Hicks, the biggest critique you could have on Aaron Hicks is where he's hitting in the batting order. He is an everyday center fielder. I believe that. Should he be batting third? Probably not. So that's Hicks. And as far as Frazier's concerned, he had a rough night last night. I mean, we're going to bury Clint Frazier off a rough night?
No. He had a bad... Listen, he can't buy a hit right now.
Yeah. Well, he was over 5 last night. He was bad.
I mean, I think both teams, Mets and Yankees, are making some very questionable decisions on where they're batting certain people.
I agree.
McNeil should not be batting 7th in the Met lineup.
Especially with a guy like Jonathan Villar ahead of him.
Okay, and I don't think Hicks should be batting 3rd. So, you know, both teams are making decisions that do make you scratch your head. Now, and I don't know how much, like, at what point do you no longer say, well, they've only played X amount of games?
A month.
20 games?
Yeah, about a month.
Some people say 40 games. Like, what's your number?
Well, it's probably... Well, it depends what you're asking me. When I make lineup changes or when I'm saying this guy's having a bad year. Like, what? Because there's different aspects of it.
Yeah.
Like, lineup changes...
I think 30 games is an appropriate amount of games, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the question I'd have... The question I'd have is...
Oh, is what?
Dom Smith hit a ball that was almost over the center fielder's head. He made a great catch. It's a sack fly. The Mets were up 1-0. I'm sorry. That was my reaction. The question is this. Aaron Hicks shouldn't hit third. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay? When you look at who was playing in last night's Yankee game, my question would be, okay, then how would you have the lineup? DJ 1, Gleyber 2 sounds great. Who's batting third? Clint
right.
Frazier?
And because Judge is out of the lineup.
Right, with no right. Aaron Judge. Right. Gary Sanchez? Gio Urshela? Do you want Brett Gardner batting third? I don't think with the lineup they had last night, there's really anybody that projects as a third place hitter unless you're changing your philosophy and saying, look, Aaron Hicks is an on-base guy, I'll just lead him off. But then it gets back into that debate of, don't you want your best hitters hitting first and second to guarantee them more plate appearances?
See, and I always grew up, my best, and I know you said it's about 80 or 90 less at-bats over the course of a season, which I got to be respectful of. I want my best hitter hitting third.
Okay,
I do.
Craig, I'm going to use last night as an example. They got six times around the order last night. The guy who made the last out was the leadoff hitter of the game, DJ LeMahieu. He hit the fly ball to right field. Here's right. what I'm getting at. He's the guy who got the extra plate appearance. Now, it didn't work, but who would you want up if you look at this Yankee roster more than anyone else?
I would judge out of the lineup. Right. He's my best four average hitter. That's correct.
So when we talk about, hey, batting first and second guarantees you more plate appearances, look at last night.
By the way, which is why, again, Aaron Judge not playing last night is a big effing deal. It really is, especially because he's hitting the crap out of the ball.
Well, it's a big deal in terms of what? That they lost the game?
Yes.
Yeah, if Aaron
should have been
Judge
a sweep.
If Aaron Judge plays, there's a good chance they win.
They should be 4-2 and feeling really good about themselves.
The problem is
because they've gotten great pitching, not good pitching.
The problem is he's hurt. When they say general soreness, there's a concern. Well, yeah, he's hurt.
Have you ever found something strange in your food?
Have I found
like an animal part? Something that
yes.
shouldn't be there.
I once found a hair in my food. Is that really that strange?
No,
though?
That doesn't count.
What if it didn't look like head hair?
Well, I don't want to speak to what goes on inside the house that you live in, but I would ask your wife. You know,
it was not in my house.
Oh, is that a restaurant?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
It didn't look like it was hair
from the
off
head.
Of a head.
Any type of head.
Like a noggin. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, no,
head,
I got you. I got
your
you.
Cranium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do about that?
I didn't eat it.
Did you complain to the waiter?
No. I just was
you let
like,
it go.
Yeah, I let it go.
So
I'm not a
eating,
big complainer to the waiter guy.
You're eating your dinner, you find a scrotum hair inside your food, and you say nothing?
I said nothing because, Craig,
oh, come on, you gotta say something.
My appetite was now gone. Like, it was over. Nothing was going to change it. So I didn't want to be that guy who says, I'm not happy. Would you like something new, sir? No, I'm just not happy, and, like, beg for money back. So I just let it
go. Stop begging for money. It's, hey, I just found someone's, you know...
Well,
nether region hair in my food.
Craig, I don't know for sure.
Did you show them the hair?
No.
Did you pick it up with your fingers?
No.
No?
Actually, I did. Let me rephrase that. I pulled it out because I saw some hair, so I was pulling it out. When I pulled it out, I saw, wow, this doesn't look like it comes from a head. I put it back, and I was done.
That was it?
That was it.
What kind of food was it?
That I don't remember. It was a long time ago. It was about a decade ago.
But you never found, like, a squirrel?
No.
Or, like, a dead rat?
Never.
Or nothing like that in your...
Have you?
No.
No. Okay.
I've had other things.
Like what?
Like pieces of plastic, pieces of metal.
Pieces of metal?
Yeah. Yeah, bones in a boneless dish.
Ugh.
I've had that.
That's a problem, too.
I once ordered a hot chocolate, and I get to the bottom of the hot chocolate, and there was an open jelly can... Like one of those little like plastic jelly things.
Oh,
like if you eat at a diner, you go, oh, I have some strawberry jelly with
my
dose.
Yeah, little cup of it.
Yeah. So I finished the hot chocolate, and in the bottom of the mug was an open jelly canister.
Jeez.
So I say to the waitress, because like you, I'm not a complainer. I go, not for nothing. There was an open jelly canister in the bottom of the coffee mug, which is kind of disgusting. Her response, that happens all the time.
That's how she plays it off. And what was your response? Okay, you got me. I'm
all
good.
Right. Check, please.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.